Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Feel, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige.
Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks!
The best, damn.
And now it's time for the best, damn audio.
Part dos.
Go for dos.
Wouldn't it be dos parte? Or does that mean party?
That's a good question.
This is the word for part.
Would it be part de?
Part, no, that's French.
Oh.
And I only know that because of,
What
was the movie?
Hot Shots.
Hot Shots Part Deux.
Where he's got the, instead of an arrow in the bow, it's a chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. He's gay now, you know.
Which is, but like not full gay.
I can only imagine being around the work site yesterday. I've never worked at a work site, but I've visited them before. And just imagining like the guy saying, "What does he mean he's not gay?
Like, what will he not do?"
He's in a gay relationship, but not a gay sex relationship.
Yeah.
Like, is he just like Frenching guys, or like how does that work?
I don't know.
Just like, you know, hand action.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to even say that and be so vulgar.
Well, I know. You mean you could very easily use your foot if you had a high arch.
I mean, all
it's
that
not
stuff,
something to think about.
If you're on Grindr, is listed on what you're willing to do with other guys. I learned that the other day because somebody told me that. That you would know what...
Was it the customer service rep where you called?
Yeah, I called and asked.
I can't get anyone to match up with me on Grindr.
Tell me, is there top, bottom, what do you want to do? But
God.
I don't know. It's too complicated.
Doesn't Grindr like exactly trace your steps where you are? Like if there's a match, it's like he's like down to the foot.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I know that... That my cable now thinks I'm in Indian Hills, North Carolina with all the ads. It's strange.
Because if there's...
I'm getting a new Target. I saw the commercial yesterday. You're getting a new Target. I'm like, where are they putting a Target around here? They're like, get ready,
get
Indian
ready.
Trail. I'm like, they still call it that. Imagine the embarrassment of this woman right here. She had a family heirloom that had been passed down for many generations. And, look here. Antiques Roadshow's coming to town.
Yay!
I'll go find out the value of this, because I know this is worth a lot of money.
Oh,
or is it what I even thought it was?
And so, what do you think this is?
I think that it's a slave bracelet. I would like to think that my relatives helped to free the slaves, and that was one of the ones that they freed, or maybe they found. I think that this is the name of the slave holder, and then the name of the slave underneath it. Am I right?
It's a dog collar.
The lady had to be so dejected.
God bless. I mean, just...
Because they think they're going to load up when they go on that show.
First of all, the fact that, like... I mean, that... You're a slave. We're going to make you this nice engraved bracelet with your name on it. It is... I mean, you see it, like... It was for, like, a rich dog. I mean,
uh-huh.
The thing...
I love that.
You just hear like
Rufus,
like people always in there mumbling around or whatever. And the minute he says, "Okay, no, it's a dog collar,"
like wouldn't she notice? Like, there's not a slave named Spot. Like, I mean, come on.
Wallace was the name.
Okay, well,
yeah. I would have thought they were Irish with that name.
Wallace didn't make it out of season one of The Wire. Spoiler alert! Wow. Did I tell you about the guy I bumped into at the thrift store?
But was he okay?
I saw him. He was on his phone like,
"I love you, fat boy."
Stop doing that.
He was taking pictures, and I'm like, okay. I said to him, I do that too, trying to flip some stuff. He wasn't taking pictures. He's got an app that will like just use his camera, and it will scan the shelves. And it will, you know when you scan a QR code, the little bar pops up?
Yeah.
Well, this was popping up on everything in frame.
On the UPC codes or just the actual
item? Just the actual item.
Wow.
So it tries to tell you what it's worth or what it could be worth.
See, Google's integrated that whole thing now where it used to be just select sites and things, but now you can like shop the picture. You'll see sometimes when you look on Google, you'll see little white circles over things. You click on it, you can buy that dress that woman's wearing in the picture or that picture that's on the wall.
That's dangerous. You need to stop that.
She'll take it off on the spot.
That's wild.
I would spend money. Too much retail therapy.
I know, girl.
So, just
that's bad.
That's what they want. They want you to go home disappointed. Yeah. You'll get those. You'll get off on buying things.
Well, yeah.
Or get off on the things you buy.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
And then return it.
It makes you feel good.
What's up, Adam and Eve?
Until you try it on, it doesn't fit you.
Granny will, look, you ask Granny a question, she'll tell you the truth.
Yeah.
And this guy wants to know why his ass got whooped so much as a kid.
What?
He was not prepared for this answer.
Hey, we're going to call CPS on how you used to whoop me. And what you just said?
I said I don't give a f*** about no CPS. That's what I said.
Hey, why you used to whoop me so much?
Because your ass was so bad.
I wasn't bad.
Tell how you got on the telephone, the house phone, and called the sex hotline and said your name was Beverly Green. Beverly Green.
It wasn't me.
Got my phone bill and that $25 bill. It wasn't supposed to be on there. What? Said it came from inside your house.
She's cooking baby pennies.
I said, no. They said, we got the recording. I said, let me hear it. They played it. I said, play it again. It took three times. I said, Beverly Green. His sister had a Cabbage Patch doll named Beverly Green. That's how I knew it was him.
Oh, my God.
What you do?
I'll beat your ass like you stole something.
Wow.
He called the sex hotline.
He caused her so sad. It was just looking around the room. My name's Beverly Green.
Who the hell needs a Cabbage Patch named Beverly Green?
They came with birth certificates.
Yeah,
but tell you to remember that?
Do you pick out the name, or is it just she come with some old bitch name?
They come already named and already autographed by a man.
The whole thing was creepy.
Is there a Cabbage Patch named Cornelius Jenkins Jr.?
I'd like to think there is.
Or the third?
He's probably in the collard green patch. And I'll tell you something else. You know, you ever been to that real or seen the real Cabbage Patch Hospital down in Georgia?
I've not been, but I know people that have taken their kids.
Dude, my daughter, who was a girl, she went as a kid. She said it was weird.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, it was just really weird.
Why do they explain they're born? How does that work?
And the cabbage patch.
Yeah, but like, is somebody like, you know, firing one off on the cabbage?
I don't know.
It makes you wonder about that. Not that, you know.
They smell good.
What, babies?
The cabbage patch.
Oh, the cabbage patch dolls.
The babies smell good.
The cabbage does not smell good growing.
Their hair, man. They put some in their hair.
Oh, babies.
But I think it was kind of like the it was almost like, you know, incubators were like, that was the time when that was becoming a thing.
Oh, preemie, shout out.
Yeah, and I think it was just kind of like their way of saying, you know, oh, we made this baby. But then again, like, maybe they were cloning back then and we just didn't know it. They sure as hell were making electric cars and hid that.
That's where it started.
Folks, here's your go home right here. Pager, I know you're a big fan of rap.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, because you're wearing a little boozy shirt right now, yeah, that you're a fan. When Lil Boozy, in fact, boy, remind me of the name of the podcast that this is from, because I want to give them credit.
So this is Vlad TV, DJ Vlad. He's a hip-hop producer.
Is he Russian?
He is, actually, I believe.
DJ Vlad.
And he said the Boozy is his number one interview of all time.
Well, for reasons like this... DJ Vlad mentioned the term hermaphrodite. Now, some people may think that's a rare stone of some kind.
Yeah.
Listen to Lil Boozy find out.
Hermaphrodites. You know what that is?
What that is?
That's when you have a penis and a vagina.
So your child could come out with a penis and vagina?
Yes.
In real life?
In real life.
So what is he labeled?
Hermaphrodite. That's
so people have this in the world?
Yes.
Vlad, why is you... Vlad, bro, why is you lying,
I'm
bro?
I'm not lying.
So people born with a in a what they put on their birth certificate?
I don't know. Well, because sometimes...
So there are people walking around born with a in a right now? Hell no. Nah.
The term now is intersex. And a lot of times when someone is intersex, they'll choose the gender they want to present themselves as, but they actually have both things. So sometimes intersex people will become men or women, depending on how they want to do it. But
that's aliens, right?
It's not aliens.
That's aliens. A and a... You are alien to humans. You can do everything.
Yeah, you can go f*** yourself.
That's literally. Alien. You can reproduce yourself.
No, you can't reproduce yourself.
Can the go in the p-?
See, I
yes,
believe.
Yes, it can. If it's can. There together, yes, see, you feel
but
alive.
I don't think they have both God. Eggs and sperm. That's the thing. So I don't think they could fertilize themselves. Let's look it up.
I'm so tired of the world just doing this to me.
Whoa, okay, here we go. Yes, in some cases, an intersex person can get themselves pregnant. However, not all intersex individuals have the ability to self-fertilize.
I told you that you're going there. Didn't I tell you?
You got me right. You're right.
This is, Vlad, I don't want to talk about it. This is just the worst ever. This is like some, bruh, I'm going on Instagram and ask the world. Is it, bruh?
He said,
my
I told you
only
was going.
Question is, how do they urinate?
I'll tell you.
That's it.
That's the only thing I care about, because if you got to sit or stand, you got to know.
I knew you were in it,
bruh,
by the way.
What are you saying?
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I don't guess you clock in anymore. I guess you just
show up,
you fob in, whatever you do. And he's like, once you get everything situated, I can come on with you about 8:25. And we're 5 minutes late on, dude.
You had to get in the office.
But what does he care? He's getting paid to do this phone call.
Hey, dude.
He's like, his boss is paying him to do this. He's the guy that we told you, he's dating a girl, and he's not sure like how much longer he can handle this, because, and he'll probably enjoy this. We said that she likes to be watched, or she doesn't have a problem with being watched. Be Watched was a show about a witch.
It was.
It's Chad on the phone. Hey, Chad.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
how long have you been with this girl? Is this a long-term thing?
Oh, we've been seeing each other for about 3 months now, and believe me, she's awesome. Yeah, she's smart. She's got her own place. She's funny. She pretty much checks every box that I've ever had as far as things that I'm looking for in a girl. The only issue is that she's got these pets that are really starting to weird me out.
Are we talking like 10 cats? It's got to be a lot of cats.
I want to sit here and literally just watch Paige as this unfolds, because she was sitting there listening with her eyes closed. Not that she was asleep, but the minute that you said she's got all these pets, it's starting to weird me out or whatever you said, her eyes just popped open like, oh God, here we go with the peanut butter jokes. Nothing like that, though. Right? Like, what did you say? How many does she?
This is like a 10 cat situation or a lot of cats.
It's a lot of cats.
Something like that, maybe.
Dogs. What does she got?
Could be a good guess.
Hamsters.
10 cats, 11 cats.
12.
How many cats she got? She got cats?
Chad, did you die?
I thought you guys were talking. I'm having a really hard time hearing you guys, to be honest with you.
Let me see if I can.
Uh-oh.
The volume is very, very low.
Oh. Let me go get my microphone.
How
How's that? Is that better? Is that good?
Let's see if we can.
Not really. I'll hold the phone up to my ear. Let's do that.
Well, there's a thought.
Yeah, crap.
Well, I have it on speaker.
Oh, my bad. Oh, okay. I didn't mean to be a jackass just then.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
basically, the main thing with the pets, it's not cats. It's not anything like you guys were talking about. She's got this parrot, and it's one of those African gray parrots, you know, the ones that talk really good. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, this thing has been messing with me. Like, no joke.
They're
messing
very smart
with me
birds.
Since day one.
They are.
And she keeps telling me that they're the smartest birds in the world. And I'm like, yeah, it's smart enough to ruin my peace and quiet over here, you know?
And this is one that, like, it talks. It repeats. It can be told.
Yeah.
Yes.
It communicates?
Yeah, it talks all the time. It repeats everything. Her laugh, her ringtone, my voice. Even random stuff we say.
Her ringtone.
The other day I walked in and it goes, hey, baby. And it was exactly in her voice. I dropped my drink. It freaked me out.
It might have been the ghost of my mother.
Yeah, that would freak me out too.
Hey, baby.
Oh my gosh, it's wild.
It's funny.
Yeah. That is.
Got a bird tone.
That is freaky. Okay.
I'd be freaked out.
I would be freaked out too.
I'd be freaked out more.
Yeah, and it's the thing is, it's nonstop. And she just lets it fly around the house all day like it's a person. It's up on the fridge. It's on the curtains, wherever it wants to go.
Oh.
And I swear, this bird is crapping all over the place.
No,
and she doesn't even know it. She doesn't even know it.
It's just free ranging around the house all day long. It's
yeah.
Not ever, oh, wow. Yeah, that's
yeah,
not,
yeah, free range. And she always says, oh, he knows better than to do that. I'm like, mm-mm. Ain't no bird in the world knows better, man. I mean, have you ever seen a parrot use toilet paper? Come on.
Well, no.
Nope.
But I
sure haven't.
Toucan Sam, I wonder why he stunk all the time.
Can you turn it to pee in the toilet? No.
No, but it's getting to the point to where I can't even relax over there anymore. You know, we're sitting on the couch. The bird lands right next to me, and it's just staring like it's judging
it's
me or
jealous.
Something like that.
It's jealous.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I'll look away, and it'll just keep staring. It's just freaking me out.
Okay.
Yes.
She is, you know, we're not going to make this sexual in nature or anything like that, but she, like, does she look at this bird like it's a child or it's like a roommate, or does she, like...
Oh, yeah, good question.
...baby the thing or what?
Probably. It definitely seems to be, like, a weird relationship, but... I mean, she does talk to it like it's a baby. You know, they do like little kisses on the beaks and tells it good night and all that stuff. And and when I'm there, it mimics her voice and says my name. And that just, it's Freddy Krueger stuff, man.
It's almost like this bird's trying to get you out of the picture.
Moving in on your girl.
I think so. I mean, it kind of already has in a way. I mean, I'm third in the relationship. And the other night was kind of when I reached my limit. You know, we were getting a little, you know, intimate. And I told her, I asked her to put the bird away. And she said, he doesn't like to be shut out.
Oh, no, 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 no. Am I?
Yeah.
Let's see where this is going.
So we're in there, we're trying to do
Shut
our thing,
up.
And the bird starts making noises, and it's making our noises.
God!
I'm not kidding, it's repeating everything we say, and
yeah,
it's
right
sitting
there,
on the
right
dresser
there, yeah.
Going, oh, every time I move, I swear, it's just, every time I move, it changes the rhythm. It just,
choke me, Chad, choke me, Chad, choke me, Chad.
It's like a hype bird, it's sort of like
Chad.
A DJ.
No, I lost it.
Pull my
I
hair,
lost
Chad.
It, I said, that's it, I'm done. I couldn't keep going with that bird looking at me like it was taking notes. You know, I grabbed my clothes and I got out of there. I haven't gone back to her place since.
And the bird is screaming, right there, Chad.
In that bird voice, which almost is feminine, let's be honest.
Oh, no. Chad, bend over, bend over. If the bird had a real deep voice like this, talking to me, Polly wants a cracker now,
Chad,
bitch.
Faster, Chad.
That's weird.
Faster, Chad.
So,
yeah.
God, you know what I thought you were going to say? I thought you were going to say, like, it was, like, on her shoulder while you were, like, that would be weird. Like, she was
I
like
wouldn't
a pirate.
Be surprised at this point.
Okay.
You know?
No, I understand how you feel, because I have to lock my dogs out. I don't do anything, because...
Even if you're having, like, you know, private time?
Well, I mean, any time if you're doing anything, you shouldn't do it in front of your pets.
I would be afraid. No, good question there. Now, Chad, hold on for a second. If you're a woman, especially when you end sex, is you know, likely there's more. I feel more grunting and noise making than with a man mm-hmm. a lot of times. So, what if you're sitting there and you're having your private time with yourself, and the dog hears you? And then it looks in there and sees you shaking around everything. You're sweating, perspiring.
Yeah.
There's some kind of 3-foot-long cane attacking you. The dog might want to jump on and save
they
you.
They would. Like my boxer would. Or she's very aggressive with guys. Like she likes to hump guys.
Nice.
So I was like, no.
Well, don't leave that thing laying around.
What time are you home?
So you could not.
She'll be all over you, fat boy.
Chad, while you were getting intimate with your girlfriend, where was the bird? Like
it was perched on the dresser.
Oh no!
Okay.
Just watching and mimicking, like a creepy vulture. I don't know.
Is he holding up little Olympian judge cards? Like I give that one a 6.
Give you a 5.
I give that a 6.
It's like you need therapy with you 3.
Does she have like a thing to cover the cage? Because you can put the bird and cover it.
I've never seen it.
She doesn't put it.
And to be honest, I think I've seen the bird inside the cage once, and that was just when it was eating.
Yeah, feed it and then go full around.
So you like her, but you can't do it.
I like her a lot, and that's what's messing me up. But every time I think about going over there, I picture that parrot sitting there watching me like I'm an intruder, you know?
You need a haircut, Chad.
It's really going to be a problem when she wants to come to your place and she brings the bird.
I'm putting my foot down there.
Does she take the bird around with her, like in the car, like it sets on, like, is she
sometimes,
part of a
pirate?
From a pirate family line, a family bloodline?
I'm sure the bird is cute, but I think you need to draw some boundaries.
This is like an emotional
attachment. Animals are cute, but like you said, the boundaries are important. You know, it's like...
Could you imagine if they go to some kind of couples therapy?
Him and the bird?
Right.
She, he, and the bird?
She, me,
yeah,
and
for
the
real.
Bird.
Well, here's the problem with parrots. What if it learns what you're doing and then maybe her mom's over and she's
repeating?
There's
a problem with that, though. Will Smith said parrots just don't understand.
Repeating what the sex talk is with the bird and like, oh, Chad, she's got to stop that.
Chad, what
like
are you going to do, though? You gonna talk to her about it? You want to call her live?
I'm not sure,
because right
like, one thought that keeps crossing my mind is that, you know, maybe I'm just being petty. But this is just the weirdest third wheel situation I've ever been in my life. You know, she's great, but I can't live like that. I feel like this bird already has its territory and it's marked it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, these birds live a long time.
I know. You should get the bird a mate.
He's running the house, the bird.
Put it in the cage together.
Well, I mean, it's not used to being in a cage. So now, you know... The one thing here is, like, you're talking about the bird doo-doo being everywhere.
That's
gross.
The funk in the house would not allow that to be for me. Plus, is she a clean?
Well,
I'm not going to get you to talk crap about your girl, but, like, I mean, she's clean, right? Like, she's not like...
She cleans up after herself, but she doesn't even believe that the bird poops around the house. Either she's... somehow blissfully unaware of it, or in she's some weird ass denial I've never even heard of.
You know that bird's left a few hot loaves on top of the fridge.
Oh, sure.
On top of the bookshelf.
Yeah, I'm sure the tops
the
of every cabinet and fridge and microwave is just loaded.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Let's go first to a anonymous addict. Addict. People are texting
good
back into. Hey, good morning, anonymous. People are texting in the word addict, like, you know, upstairs. Not with the two D's. Respond it with two.
So it's one you got to put on Spellenberg because it is tough.
Yeah, it really is. So good morning to you, Anonymous. Thank you for calling. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. So your thoughts here. And congratulations on your sobriety.
Yep.
Thank you. Two things. So I'm going to say Sister A and Sister B. It takes a lot of courage for Sister A to bring up the elephant in the room and to try to hit things head on. And that has been the best way to get to me through my past.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank her for opening up the conversation and for you guys opening up the conversation for us. I think that it's very hard in the Sister B position, because when you're working through your addictions and you're trying to get to the other side and being accepted for the new self that you are curating, it is hard to be seen that way from your family. And when you're going through the programs and you find others that are in similar situations and are your supporters, it's really easy for the people in your life to be like, well, they put themselves in that situation as well. You don't know how stable they are in their sobriety, and you don't know what you're getting into. You only know the former actions of the addict.
That's true.
That can create difficulties, and I totally respect that. But if she is working her programs and she has found herself in her sobriety and she has found her comfort zones, then giving her that opportunity to integrate those two worlds together is her right. It is her comfort zone. It is her things that are going to keep her on track, and having somebody that she can relate to there that is not consuming alcohol or not consuming other party favors can help keep her in that zone.
Can I,
instead of feeling singled out in her sobriety?
Can I ask what you were addicted to?
God, I was thinking that too.
Yeah, so I was a bartender and a nightclub manager for many years on the West Coast, and cocaine was rampant. And I was a social user until a trauma happened, and I found myself locked in my room with a copious amount of substances.
God, copious is only used for cocaine. So good. I've noticed that. Wow.
Like, yeah. So if you work the program, do you not still physically crave it at some point still, or does that go away?
So when I walk into a certain environment, I can smell it in the air.
What?
Jesus. You're like an X-Man.
Yeah.
You should work for the cops. you should get a job at the airport.
So I'm a trained trauma peer support because of my experience, and I work with addicts on a regular basis, and I work with people who are actively using, and there are many different layers to sobriety, and the map to it is very unique and individual for each person, and it needs to be respected on that each person's level.
Thank God you didn't have to have your nose cauterized and you ended up in the hospital. You lucky that
I've had friends that have. I've lost friends to it because it, not to cocaine, but to cocaine laced with fentanyl.
Yes.
And there's a lot of very dirty drugs and substances out there. And alcohol, I know, is different. But when it comes down to it, it's the environmental influences and then personal life that brings you to a point of not having as much control as you want to have around those substances.
So that's what I was going to ask. When you work with people who are actively doing the drugs now and they know it could be laced with the fentanyl, that's not like reason enough to like scare them a little bit?
Of course. And we have these conversations and
it's like wearing condoms.
Yeah.
You might get HIV.
Or you may get pregnant. You know, it's the probability of something like that. And my roommate was an addict, and she was bleeding and wouldn't stop. And I rushed her to the emergency room. But she was addicted to cocaine, and it was just, she couldn't fight the feeling of being high. Like, anytime she just
that is rough couldn't resist
it. You know what's also interesting, Anonymous, is that you're able to talk to these people about that stuff, and even like I'm sure they don't say cocaine; they probably call it booger sugar. Or what do they call it now? What is the
blow?
Okay,
still
blow. Okay,
that's a good one though.
But even hearing that or whatever, like I mean, it's got like you overcome it, so that's not easy for you, you know, to keep going back and forth. So very interesting.
Being around other addicts, no matter what stage they're in, is what keeps me most on kilter. When I surround myself with normies who do not understand that situations happen and life happens and you don't always make the right decisions for yourself because you're not loving yourself properly, or you may be in an environment where that is what's considered loving yourself and that is the norm. I lost all of my friends when I first got clean. I had to take 6 months away from the whole world. And it was not an easy endeavor. And when I came back and I went to my family and I was trying to be social with them, I was just being labeled after they didn't have a clue about my addictions. And I was having to deal with the constant put down of being honest about myself.
Yeah.
And there are people in my personal life that I wish they would be honest with themselves. I wish they would look at what they are doing to themselves, because there's a lot of different things that you can abuse in this world that's not, you know, illegal or not altering in a way that people are okay with. But because I was using something that was an illegal substance, it created a whole new narrative.
Let me thank you for saying all that. Can we retain your phone number, and like when there's situations, you know, we'll call you ahead of time. Certainly we won't just call you on the radio, but like you've been there, done that, and I would like to, maybe not for personal use, but I mean just to, you know, if we have situations like this, we could holler at you.
Mind that at all.
Okay, very good. Thank you very
thank
much
you for your time.
Yes, thank you for yours. Thank you more.
God, she can smell it in the air.
That's wild to me. Like, how it's that thing where, you know, it's like she's, you know, she's overcome, but she can also like lend that ear to people that are going through it. But then when she smells it on them, or like, how does it not?
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.